On the Shelf episode number 50 of...
Brutal Battle.
So for this one, we have two 16-ounce cans, both black cans, which is very uncommon. One of these beers has been on the podcast before by a brewery that we love, but it's been a while. It's been probably years. I'm actually going to end up checking on Untappd here in a minute to see how long it's been while we're, you know, doing our initial assessment of it. The second one's from a even more local brewery that we've had a lot from that we've really enjoyed. We've mainly loved their sours, but this is something different that sounds very interesting and is also a style that's super uncommon.
Yeah.
So we'll see how this ends up going. So
I have high hopes for this episode.
Well, the first one, at least, I think should be good. Because it's one we've had a long time ago. It's a tried and true. It's a very special beer to me in particular.
Say, you have a special soft spot for this beer.
I mean, I guess I might as well introduce this beer. So it is the Nugget Nectar by Trogues Independent Brewing out of Hershey, Pennsylvania. This is 7.5% alcohol. It's basically a hoppy amber. It says color is straw orange. Done once a year. The hops are Nugget, Warrior, Tomahawk, Simcoe, and Palisade. So, yeah. Nugget Nectar is the beer that got me into really hoppy beers back in the day. And it's been a favorite. But like I said, it's been a while.
I'm really interested to see how long it's been since you've had it. Because I feel like the past couple years, you're like, ooh, Nugget Nectar's out. I should get some.
And then I
and then
forget.
We never do.
Then we forget because we get distracted by other beers, typically.
Yeah. Or, like, we just happen to, like, not get to a beer store when it's out. Because it is popular.
Well, and that's the issue with just once a year.
Yeah.
Is you have to be paying attention, usually to social media, to know when the beers come out or the website of the brewery. And then remind yourself, I need to get there within a certain period of time to the liquor store. Well, actually, the other thing is, when you see that it's been brewed and released, you don't know how long it's going to take to get to your local liquor store. And then once you find out it has, you don't have a ton of time to get this. Because, like you said, this is a pretty popular beer. So, man, that's beautiful, by the way. Like, it is a really nice clear orange color. It looks gorgeous. Yeah. Just straight up gorgeous.
It smells like so syrupy and so chewy.
Yeah, it really does smell super thick. But it's one of those beers where it's like, man, it's super hoppy. But it also has such a large malt backbone where it has that like malty sweetness to it. I love those types of beers. It says big, beautiful, serious hoppy beer to me. It smells so good.
It's so like piney and resiny.
Lots of pine, lots of dehydrated orange to it with the citrusiness from the hops. It's beautiful. It smells so clean and crisp. But yeah, like you're probably also going to almost need to chew this beer, kind of. I will say, actually, while Rebecca takes a sip, that we almost accidentally bought the double nectar.
Yeah.
Which is 2% alcohol higher, so it's 9.5%, which I remember, I think we have had the double nectar.
I know we've had it at some point. We might have had it at the brewery.
I don't think we had it. Or when we had it, I don't think we liked it nearly as much as a regular Nugget Nectar. Yeah, I think I was like, it's just too boozy.
Check that on your Untappd too, because I feel like we had it at the brewery.
Well, I've checked into it a total of 35 times. Since Nugget Nectar? Yeah, since I've been using Untappd. Do you want to take a guess when the last time I had Nugget Nectar was? And probably you at the same time.
2019.
Not quite. 2020.
2020.
March 17th of 2020. That was right when the pandemic really hit. So that's interesting. I also had one in February of 2020. And another one in January 2020. So we must have picked up. Yeah, we got a 6-pack that January.
A 4-pack or something.
Yeah, and then we were drinking it. Okay, so you've already...
I already had it. I'm like going to just slam it. It's so tasty. Ooh. It's like...
Oh my goodness.
So, I mean, it's... You know, for me, I just love when a beer tastes like it smells. And this just hits me on the head. And it is so clean and so crisp.
It's really good.
And... You get the dehydrated orange, you get the pininess.
Yeah.
It is a little chewy. It's not as syrupy as I thought it was going to be, though, based on the nose, which is fine with me.
But it's a little syrupy.
Yeah, but not like, offensively.
The way that dehydrated orange and the pine come together in the flavor, it's so harmonious. Like, they're on the same level together, and they just mix right in with each other and taste wonderful. There's a decent bitterness to it, but the bitterness isn't overbearing, which right. is wonderful. No. It's still, like, it's a thicker beer, it's a bit of a heavier beer, but it also feels like it's, like, light and refreshing at the same time. It's very resiny, too.
Yeah. And we got, like, I mean, I got that on the nose. Beautiful.
Yeah.
It's good. It's, I mean...
It's great.
We have had, I mean, you know, being in Maryland, Trogs and Hershey, like, we had been going to Trogs when they started in Harrisburg.
Yeah.
For many, many years. Trogs has Dreamweaver, which was my first beer that I loved.
Yeah.
So we have a soft spot for Trogs in general. And it's nice that we can, you know, there's, it's drivable. We can go there. And there's yeah. been, we've had a lot of beers over the years, and there have been very few we haven't liked.
Yeah, that's true. And when we don't like them, it's usually just like, that's not really my thing.
Yeah.
It's not, this is a poorly done or yeah, bad beer.
Right. I don't think there's been like a bad beer. Yeah.
Nope.
There's just been ones where like, I don't need to drink more of it. Yeah, I don't need, exactly. not my style.
This beer is phenomenal, though. It, I mean, I'm so glad we did get some finally after 4 years.
Yeah.
That we so finally good. Got some more Nugget Nectar, but it is a phenomenal beer. Yeah. I see why this is the beer that got me into really hoppy beers, because it's so well-made, well-balanced. And I will also never forget that the first time ingredient costs went up for making Nugget Nectar, Trogs announced, and I don't remember what year this was, but Trogs announced that they were going to eat that cost. They were going to keep the six packs at the same cost to the customer because they know what a special beer this is to people. And I thought, I always remember that. I think mm-hmm. that's really cool. So it really does exemplify the fact that breweries, like what you do, people will remember. So like if you're going to be an awesome brewery and do like good things for your customers, people are going to remember that. If you're also going to be a terrible brewery, like, you know, just off the top of my head, something like Founders with all these racism and sexual harassment yeah. issues. People are going to remember that too in a terrible way. But anyway.
Yeah. And just, I mean, we have no affiliation with Trogs at all, even though we keep singing the praises.
We just love
if
them.
You have not visited Trogs and you can, you most certainly should, because
it's an
amazing
facility.
It's just awesome. And they have. It gets a little loud inside.
Yeah, true.
I mean, it's just a traditional, like, industrial type space.
Yeah.
But they have a decent beer garden, and they have heaters outside, and they have a nice little store, and they have make your own six packs, which is fun.
Yes, that's
key. So you can
key.
Have, like, singles of beers.
That's key.
And yeah. I did an online purchase around the holidays. My mom could pick it up, and they were called me because they had a beer that they didn't have in stock that they had in stock on their website. And they just were so nice and so accommodating.
Yeah. They're pretty awesome. And if you know, you want to hear us drinking and talking about other Trogs beers, you can just go to the website, brutalbattle.com, and search Trogs.
I'm sure we've done an experiment.
We've done, yeah, there have been enough.
And probably a showcase.
Yeah.
It's been
yeah.
a while since, well, I guess now that we're only doing two beers, it's hard to do a showcase, but we have.
Yeah, yeah. It's been done.
And their food is phenomenal.
Yeah, their food's awesome.
They have really great food.
Really, yeah. But,
I'm like itching to go back now.
I'm sure you are, especially after tasting the Nugget Nectar. I have a feeling that the second beer is going to be not as good in comparison, because this Nugget Nectar is like
so good.
Phenomenal.
And you know, I was a little nervous that Nugget Nectar wasn't going to live up to our memories. That's always scary when you have like a beer that you have such fond memories of.
It's unreal.
It's well, very tasty.
The other thing is, it's kind of like when we had that delicious double IPA by Stone. It's taking me back to that time when like it was West Coast style hoppy beers and they tasted really like hoppy, beautiful, but also like clean and not like muddied and nasty like hazy IPAs yeah. right now. So it's a beer that has survived for a long time in a landscape that typically doesn't go for these beers anymore.
Yeah, I wonder how long they've been brewing it.
A long time.
I'm sure we could find that out.
Well, I mean, I can look at Untappd and see when the last time was, or the first time was I checked into it.
Yeah, we could. It would at least be that long ago.
Yeah. Well, I probably had it before I was using Untappd, would be my guess, but we'll just see how far on Untappd it goes back. Looks like 2012. And I've had Untappd since 2011. So maybe 2012 was when they first did it, somewhere in there. So it's been out, it's been coming out every year for at least 12 years.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, Trogs is an established brewery that is still pumping out great stuff.
Yeah, they're awesome. They're amazing. Okay, anyway.
Let's move on. I want to make sure we give due time to the next beer.
Yeah, we got carried away.
So this next beer, I was really excited for this.
And I mean, me too.
It is by Idiom Brewing Company, and they're out of Frederick, Maryland, and they're also a great place to go to if you haven't been. They are right along Carroll Creek, so they have some nice outside seating, so you can sit along the little creek. It's like a man-made creek.
They actually have their own kitchen now.
They have their we have not been there since
we haven't had it, but I've seen some of the stuff that they're making on social media, and it sounds and looks really good.
Yeah, so this is their Coffee and Cake. It is a blonde stout with Dublin Roasters coffee and cacao nibs. And on their website, it says it's supposed to be a tiramisu stout.
Hmm.
So it's a blonde stout, 5%.
Yeah, blonde stouts don't get made much, but I will say this. I love a blonde stout.
Yeah, I think it's just like such a mind trick.
Yeah, it is.
You're like, this is weird.
Yeah, but it's, like, it's nice because it's, like, it hits those flavors you want from a stout, but it's, like, light.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's why it's weird. But that's also why it's pretty awesome. And we've had Idiom beer before, at least one of their beers before, that incorporates coffee. And they do a really good job with it, so I'm hoping that...
Nose to the Grind, I think it's called.
Yeah, doesn't this look...
I know, I held it up.
It looks like nugget nectar.
It's just a little murkier.
Yeah, it's like the same color, except a little bit cloudy. Hazy.
Oh, it smells so good.
That's kind of funny.
It's just like coffee. Well, it just smells like a coffee stout.
Well, there is a citrusiness, though, in there.
You think?
Like, slight citrusiness.
What's that from?
Now... I think it's just a tangy malt note.
I think it's like vanilla and coffee.
Yeah, lots of coffee. Yeah, it's very coffee-y, but you can tell that it's a light base. Mm-hmm. Like, if you had your eyes closed, you can tell, oh, this doesn't smell like it's like chocolatey stout.
It smells creamy, creamy vanilla.
Yeah. You're right, more like coffee vanilla.
Mmm.
Mmm, yeah.
That's tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I like it. Is there any? There's no other flavor text or anything on this.
Hmm.
I mean, I think I like the nugget nectar more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's kind of like in a league of its own.
But yeah, it is.
This coffee and cake is very tasty.
Yeah, it's really good. It is really good. Well, and the like we were saying, like blonde stouts don't get made all that often. So for one to come out that's done really well. That's really refreshing. So anyone who has had blonde stouts before and knows how good they can be, this is a great one to go for. And it's actually kind of funny because when we're recording this, like the day prior, we were off work on a Friday and we were thinking about maybe going to Idiom. And we looked at their tap list and one of the beers on there was this one. And that was the one that we were both kind of like, oh man, we really want that one. But then we ended up not going, and we did something else for the day. Actually, we ended up running a lot of errands. One of the errands, we stopped in at the liquor store, and we're looking at the beers in their cold case, and lo and behold, this beer is in there. And we're like, oh, that's perfect. That's one we were probably going to be trying today if we went to Idiom. So, it's really good. And actually, I will say that we are lucky that where we are, we get Idiom distribution, because another... thing is, their sours are really good. They do a great job with sours. Some of the best sours in this area, in my opinion. I mean, Dewey being the best, and then I think it's between Idiom and Crooked Crab for second best sours in the area.
Yeah, now we haven't had Crooked Crab sours in a while, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to try some.
So, yeah.
Good Two good beers.
Yeah, very good. So, I mean, Nugget Nectar is the winner, right? But
yeah.
But they're both really good. Yeah. So, but I just need to take one more sip of this Nugget Nectar. Oh, my. It's got everything.
Mm-hmm.
The bitterness, the resininess, the dehydrated orange, the pine, how clean it is on the finish, slightly chewy. Yeah.
It's a good one.
Cannot say enough. This actually makes me think that we should go back and get some more four packs.
I was waiting for you to say that.
Because when they're gone, they're gone.
I know. I was waiting for you to
like,
say
that.
Like,
that's it. When it's gone, it's gone. Now we're drinking this. Now we only have three. That's sad. And a little messed up. But anyway, we'll figure that one out. But thank you, everyone, for checking this out. Really do appreciate it. Maybe we're doing another on the shelf next. I don't know. Maybe we're doing beer mail because we have some of that going on. Or maybe something else. I don't know. We kind of just fly by the seat of our pants with what format we do when. Just because, you know, we like to have our options open. We like to do what we feel in the moment. But thank you, everyone, for listening. And until next time.
Keep it brutal.